Listener Production.
Good morning, it's Madeleine Larson here. There are fears a cruise passenger has gone overboard off Sydney. The P&O Pacific Adventure was due to dock at 6 a.m. in the harbour this morning but stopped outside the heads after reports a man had fallen. A rescue chopper and water police are involved in the urgent search. The federal government will pay teachers and nurses who undertake mandatory work placement. From July next year, those studying to be a teacher, nurse, midwife or social worker will be eligible for almost $320 a week during placement. Education Minister Jason Clare has told us it's hoped to help around 68,000 people to continue to study amid the cost of living crisis.
We have a lot of people who don't finish their degree. They can do the theory but can't afford to do the prac. They can't afford to give up their part-time job. And a lot of teaching and nursing students, you know, talk to me about placement poverty. It's a real thing.
Law changes come into effect today, making it easier and safer for families and their children going through separation. It means parenting disputes should be resolved based solely on what's in the best interest of the child. Kevin Spacey has spoken out in light of fresh allegations. The actor has denied the claims and says he will no longer be speechless. It's ahead of the airing of a new documentary titled Spacey Unmasked, which is hoped to create a Me Too movement for men. And security has been heightened in Sweden as it prepares to host Eurovision this week. Large demonstrations are expected to coincide with the song contest, calling out Israel's participation amid the Gaza war.